It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Yeagy. Today, we have an interesting conversation about payments, right? Payments, prosperity. We have a fun guest who's going to be, he's a best-selling, award-winning personal finance author dedicated to transforming how individuals approach debt, wealth building, and financial independence. And through his new book, Transforming Payments into Prosperity, he helps families escape the payment matrix and harness the true power of their dollars to achieve tax-free generational wealth. His mission is to guide a million new families toward financial freedom, starting with this audience right now and you guys right here. Please welcome Tony Manganiello. Tony, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Mark, for having me. I appreciate it.
Great to have you. So just real quick, in a two-sentence version, what is it that you do and how can you help people? You only get two sentences, though.
Two sentences. Now you're going to make me think on that one for a while. Basically, help them understand how they can redirect their cash flow that's going out to creditors and out for bill payments back to their own wealth accumulation process. Teaching them from that there's a difference between generating wealth and accumulating wealth. People are generating wealth and they're all millionaires in the making, but they haven't been told that yet.
Got it. Well, that makes total sense. So how did you get from where you were to where you are? Where did you start? And how did you get to where you are today to be helping people through this journey?
Awesome. I've been doing personal finance. I got involved back in 1988 or 1989 with, you may remember, A.L. Williams.
Of course.
Buy Term and Invest the Difference. And I got involved with that. And basically the journey to learn about money was founded when I was a child, about 11 years old. We had a meeting at our kitchen table in our Italian home, and it was with my mom, my dad, and my sister. And that meeting was where the baby of the family, yours truly, was trying to talk his dad into coming back home. And to make a long story short, didn't work. And ever since then, I was, you know, trying to figure out what caused the rift in our family. And while there are other things going on, the biggest thing, or one of the things that really added fuel to the fire, was personal financial stress.
Yeah.
And it's one of the biggest reasons why people get divorced. And it really shouldn't be that way. And I found, and you know, when you mentioned the payment matrix, that's where most people are plugged into and they don't realize it, just like in the movie. You know, I'm not a tall, distinguished looking guy like Morpheus. I'm a short Italian from the south side of Chicago, just throwing red pills at everybody I can.
I love it. Well, the world needs a lot more people like you to throw red pills at them, because most people, like you say, if I have to make this a simple message, it's most people run out of money before they run out of month.
Yeah.
And that means that they're not saving and they're not looking at their future when their hips don't work and their knees aren't working properly and they can't work like they used to when they were 35,
right?
But yet they need to be. And so they've given up the cash flow. Am I kind of around what you're talking about here?
Oh yeah. And it's not for lack of generating wealth, because the average person is going to generate between $2 and $3 million in their working lifetime.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not understanding how to accumulate the wealth they're already generating.
Yeah.
And that's where we step in. While there are other investment plans, like I know you have a lot of background with, you know, funds and whatnot, and that's great. But there is a foundational truth in what we teach, which is it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And I'm not talking about your paycheck. I'm talking about what I call your lifetime value. You're going to make $2 to $3 million. How much of that are you going to keep?
Yeah.
And the reason most people don't keep much is because their cash is flowing out to everybody they're making payments to. And we're trying to help them learn how to redirect those payments back to their own pockets, as opposed to the pockets of the banks and the insurance companies.
So are you playing more defense or more offense?
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
What I've found is that to get people, it requires a paradigm shift. You know, Tony Robbins talks about, you got to get disturbed, you got to get angry. And so one of the things that I like to do is show people how their payments are working. They don't realize that their 4 or 5% mortgage is actually costing them 40 to 50 or 60% in interest. Their 10, 15, 18% credit cards the same. And they think that the interest rate they're being charged is the interest volume of dollars they're actually paying.
Yes.
And that's couldn't be further from the truth. And nobody shows them that. So one of the things we do is we show them, and we have a calculator called how much interest are you really paying? It's a spreadsheet. You put in your information and it will show you that the average person is paying roughly 50% in interest every month. And when it comes to that payment amount, you know about DTI, debt to income ratios. They say it's healthy when you're at like 35% or less.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question is healthy for who? And it's healthy for the lending industry.
Sure, of course.
And people don't ask themselves a very important question, which is, hey, how much do I have to gross to bring home enough to make all these debt payments? And typically that's almost 50% and sometimes more than their gross annual income. So I like to start by helping people understand that you're not doing anything wrong. You're doing what you've been told.
Absolutely.
You've been told by all the wrong people.
Yeah.
And these people are looking to drain some of that, as much of that lifetime value you're going to generate between when you start working and hope to retire. And that's why when people hit retirement age, according to the National Institute on Retirement Security, 92% of hardworking Americans will never be able to quit working and maintain their lifestyle that they enjoyed while they were working.
Yeah.
92 out of 100 people that we see. And like I said, it's not for lack of generating wealth. It's for lack of understanding how cash flows through their lives and not being able to redirect it the way they should.
Yeah, I just did a video on my YouTube channel about that exact thing, is that most people just aren't in the accumulation mindset, and they're in the spending mindset. And as soon as you spend, you don't have the money to accumulate. And those two are almost binary, right? If you're spending, you're not accumulating. And if you're not accumulating, you're chipping away at the engine that could be your income engine, the spending engine for when you can't work, right?
Yeah. And most people follow a budget.
Yeah.
And I've been harping on budgets for a long time, because when people budget, they think of their budget in the wrong manner. And what I mean by that is, I got this much coming in, this much is going out. Please God, let me have a little bit left over. Yeah. And then they take that leftover, all the leftovers, and try to build a life with that for retirement. I call that the leftover investment strategy.
That's right.
And that's just not working. And the reason it doesn't work is because their mindset is, the purpose of my income is to pay bills and hopefully have something left over. And I teach that the purpose of your income from your work or career shouldn't be to pay bills. The purpose of your income from your work or career should be to replace the income from your work or career.
I love it.
That's not what people are thinking. They're just thinking, because they think, and this is the biggest illusion, thinking that making your payments means you can afford them.
Yeah.
And that's where people, I found almost everybody I talk to falls off the course.
So what do you do, Tony? I mean, we haven't been trained in money, and the training that we do get in money is wrong most of the time, because we're trained by people that have no clue, God bless them, but they just don't know. And so what do we do? How do you undo, years or maybe even generations of money and financial programming to change the paradigm so that you can move in a different direction? What are the steps to go about that?
Well, first it's knowledge. Knowledge is power, and then it's action. And what we teach is that the first thing you're going to have to do is get unplugged from the payment matrix. You've got this thing, not in the back of your head, but it's in your wallet.
Yes.
You have money flowing through this bank checking account, and it's flowing out, and you're hoping whatever's left over is going to give you enough to retire, which 92% of the people don't.
Yeah.
So we help them redirect that cash flow, and we take a page out of the insurance company's books and page out of the bank's books, because the insurance companies and the banks, they don't do what they tell us to do. They do something different. And what we do is show people how to do what they're doing.
That's right.
And that basically begins to help them accumulate wealth. At the same time, they're also eliminating debt. Mm-hmm. And then they put themselves in a process where eventually, if they need a new car, they can buy their own, they can borrow from their own resources.
Yes.
And make a profit from that loan. And when they want to go on vacation, they fund it with their own resources and profit from those transactions. And when they start to see that, it's kind of like when, you remember when Neo woke up and he looked at Morpheus and he said, "Why do my eyes hurt?" It's because you've never used them before. And that's what we find a lot of people having that paradigm shift. You know, they're scratching their heads because up until the point we get to them, all of their dollars are on a one-way trip. We teach them how to use those dollars like boomerangs. So they come back with a little extra momentum and they can recycle that money so that while they're generating wealth, they're simultaneously accumulating some of it while they're using it at the same time. That's the big difference, where people are using the same dollars for more than one thing at a time. That's why I think what we see in this country, with 92% of the people not being able to retire, they live a life of I call it the Sophie's choice for the dollar. Mm-hmm. And it's either I can use this dollar for today or I can put it away for tomorrow. And it's life-changing when you realize you can use the dollar for today while it continues working for tomorrow. And that's
how does that happen, though? I mean, I love the concept. Give us an example, maybe, of how that can actually happen. It sounds like double spending, right? It sounds like what the banks do. So you get a dollar, and instead of spending it, you do something to be able to spend it from your own pile of cash. How does that work? Tell us.
Well, it's funny because, as I said, I started out with A.L. Williams, you know, buy term, invest the rest.
Sure.
So the thought of whole life insurance used to raise in me the urge to grab torches and pitchforks. And when I discovered how life insurance companies work and how banks work, what we teach is using a life insurance contract. The reason why people don't like talking about it so much is because everybody buys it wrong. You know, when you think about buying life insurance, what do you think? What will my loved ones get when I die?
Right, of course.
Because you want to protect yourself against loss of income.
Right.
Here's a clue. Here's a hint. You're not the only one looking to protect yourself against loss of income. So is the insurance company. We both know, and most people who are listening, they all know that you don't just sign up for a life insurance contract and they give it to you. You have to go through underwriting with exams. You get poked, you get prodded, you get all this different stuff. And then their underwriting team, they go through a process to ensure that if they offer you a life insurance contract, you're not going anywhere for a good long while.
Right.
Because if you buy a $500,000 20-year term policy for $30 a month, you think the insurance company is going to risk $500,000 when the most they're going to collect is $7,200? Of course not.
Right.
So what we teach is to ask yourself a different question when you buy life insurance. Bet with the life insurance company and ask yourself, what will this contract do for me while I'm alive? And when you have that perspective, you spend your premium dollars differently. And insurance companies have cash value. The right kind of company with the right kind of contract gives you the ability to borrow against your cash value and pay yourself back. And that transaction, when you pay a loan back to your cash value of your policy, you're recycling that cash all the while it's still working, earning dividends and interest for your future. And so it might not be those sexy double-digit rates of return that people are always trying to get, but it's stable, reliable, and predictable, as opposed to, you know, what pandemic is going to hurt my portfolio this month, or, you know, what's going to happen in the market that I can't control.
Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a Mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
But that doesn't sound like term policy. That sounds
life
or universal life.
It's a high cash value, dividend paying whole life insurance contract where the majority of your premium dollars are going right into the cash value.
Right.
And the only death benefit we're providing is what the IRS requires. because the IRS has rules that started in the 80s that basically have a impact on how much cash value you can grow with the amount of death benefit you have. So we focus, instead of buying death benefit and saying, what will your loved ones get when you die? We're saying, let's bet with the insurance company, their science, their actuaries, all of the stuff they got going on their end. And let's buy as much cash value as we can and only buy the death benefit we need to make the IRS happy so that the money inside the cash value remains tax-free. And that makes, that was a life-changing realization for me back around a dozen years ago, because I was not a big fan of any type of cash value. My father-in-law slash business partner, John Commuta, he started talking to me about this around 2011. And I love him. He's a great man. He's, you know, one of my favorite people in the world. But when he said whole in life in the same sentence, I was like, here we go. And my thought was, he's never been in the life insurance industry, so he really doesn't know what he's talking about. And I was just like, being respectful and saying, that sounds interesting, and let it be at that. And for almost 2 years, he'd bring it up because, you know, we see each other all the time. And I was like, you know, sounds very interesting. And then one day he said, but you don't understand, we can show people how we could help them pay off debt and build tax-free wealth with the same dollars at the same time. And that's when I was like, hold on a second, say that again.
You got it.
How does that work? Yeah. And I'm a numbers geek. So once I started looking into how the numbers work, I was like, oh my gosh, how did I not know this? And that's basically the, you know, where I've got come from and where I'm at today is now I'm like on the, you know, like I said, red pill.
Right.
You know, so what do you say to them? I'm in the vicinity.
Okay. What do you say to people that say, well, look, if you're going to do insurance, I'm not an insurance guy, so I'm just going to parrot what these people say and kind of what I think sometimes. Somebody's got to get paid when you do these policies.
Oh, sure.
And so that's your money, you know, that essentially if you didn't give it to them and you invested it better yourself, you wouldn't have to pay that middleman, that intermediary, that servicing and admin component.
Right. The only difference there is that where do you put, like if you get somebody completely debt-free, debt service payments range between $2,000 and $4,000 a month, depending on the family and their numbers.
Yeah.
If they're debt free and they have thousands a month to put away for their future, where are they going to put it? IRAs are going to be maxed out. 401ks are going to be maxed out, and they're going to have a whole bunch more money. Where would they put it? They could put it in to the market and then be subject to the market if, you know, the market goes up, down, whatever. But even if the market performs okay, that's money they can't touch until they reach retirement. Or if they touch it during the, you know, between now and retirement, if it's in a, you know, it's not a qualified plan, they're going to get nailed with taxes.
Yeah.
And it will stop working for them. So when you take your premium dollar and you put 60, 70, 80% of that premium dollar into cash value and put the least amount towards death benefit, the numbers look really, really good. And it depends on how much time you have. There's a method to the madness, but that money is reusable. You're building a reservoir of recyclable cash that was work for your tomorrow while you take your vacation today. And you don't have to miss a beat.
Is putting money into an insurance policy a tax deduction?
No, but everything goes tax-free. It's like a Roth IRA with a death benefit.
Got it. Yes. Right. So you're putting money into a policy. It's got some, you know, some small print. It's got some large print. It's got some deals in it. You know, there's no reward without a little bit of risk, and there's no free lunch. But that sounds to me like something that you can harness, and it has some potential benefits for the people you leave behind. But it has a living benefit where you can access that capital that goes into that while you're alive. Am I kind of summarizing it?
Yeah. And when it comes to life insurance, you only need your death benefit one time.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and that's usually going to be a little bit longer or further down the road. And when you buy term insurance, and this is because I was a buy term investor S guy.
Yeah.
When our first child was born, got a $500,000 policy, $27 a month, 20 years.
Yeah.
Year 18, I get a letter from the insurance company. You want another 20-year term policy
Right.
at your new age, $579.
Wow, that's a
I
big,
was
big
like,
jump. Yeah.
and I learned that when I was doing this business.
Yeah.
And I said, what if I had taken that 579 back then and put it into one of these? And I was ready to, I call it a Pepto moment. You know, you have got to get the Pepto-Bismol because I'm feeling queasy.
Yeah.
And I would have had like 180 grand in cash value. I could have turned the premium off and it would have self-sustained. And that's the big thing is that when you have buy and term and invest the rest, most of the people buy term and spend the rest. And when it gets to the time to re-up that insurance policy, the older you are, the more expensive it is. We are just the opposite. We front load these policies with so much cash in the beginning that by the time you get to the age where you really might need a death benefit, you could turn the premiums off if you want. And there's so much cash value in there, it becomes self-sustaining and you treat it like you would any retirement fund. You know, you don't go spending it all in one place and that money is still working. You're using it tax-free in retirement. And when you do graduate from this life to the next, you still have a death benefit, even if you've not been paying premiums for years.
Wow.
And that's where my dad was one of my first buy term invest the rest guys. And he bought a term policy. He spent the rest on lotto tickets.
That was investment program?
Yeah, it was his investment program. And I'd just be like, oh, you know, he wouldn't listen. And then he got a number of, he had a quadruple bypass surgery and other things happened health-wise. And the thing about term life insurance, they'll tell you there's guaranteed insurability, but they won't tell you how much that premium will be.
Yeah.
So 20 years later, if you've had health problems, that premium is going to be unaffordable. And I watched my dad and, you know, I've heard this from a lot of people through the years. People who say, I had a guy I was talking to and he said his father-in-law had, I think it was in year 17 of his 20-year term and he had cancer. And his father-in-law was thinking, boy, I hope I die before my term policy is up. And I'm like, oh, that's tragic.
What a horrible way to think, yeah.
Yeah, so you get one of these things started the way they should be. You bet with the insurance company, not against them. And the death benefit's still kind of healthy because we use term inside the, we do kind of use buy term and invest the rest inside the policy to build up the cash value. And instead of having one of these whole life policies you get off the shelf where your cash value doesn't start accruing until 6 months, a year, 2 years, it's from day one. Because we're not buying death benefit. We're buying as much cash value with the money that's available for the circumstances for the client that we can from the very beginning. And you're accumulating cash right away, and that's cash you can recycle. Because it's like your own personal line of credit.
Got it. But it's your money.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's your money. Cool. Well, how can people find out a little bit more about you and this book that you have and learn about this process? Because it sounds promising compared to what people are doing today.
Yeah. They can go to prosperity.smartestwealth.com, information on the book. And if they want to go to Amazon, they can just search for Transforming Payments into Prosperity. Or if they would like to get that calculator I mentioned, they can text the word freedom to 602-357-8249. And I'll get them that calculator with the instructions on how to fill it out. It's a spreadsheet. And you might want to have a little Pepto or Tums with you when you do it, because when you realize how much interest you're paying every month, it can be a little shocking.
Got it. Well, let me take another shot at your last name. I'm going to say Tony Manganiello. Is that correct? Or you like the G pronounce better?
No, that is the correct pronunciation.
Okay, good.
I can count on one or two hands, maybe the people have come out right off the bat with the right. I've heard all kinds of crazy things, but Manganiello is the correct pronunciation. And we'll simply tell people Manganiello, try to keep that I before the E really gets them. I've heard Mangaleo, all kinds of different things.
Well, thanks for talking to us about a cool strategy. And thanks for your time, your wisdom. And, I appreciate your being here and educating us. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Mark. I really appreciate it. It was fun.
It was. And everybody else who's listening and watching, remember what I always say, never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. I'll see you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.